Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashlyn Wader. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by SpringWorks Therapeutics, we had the pleasure of speaking with Bernd Kasper, MD, PhD, about the FDA approval of nirogacestat for patients with desmoid tumors. Dr. Kasper is the chair of the sarcoma unit at the Interdisciplinary Tumor Center Mannheim at Mannheim University Medical Center at the University of Heidelberg in Germany. On November 27, 2023, the FDA approved nirogacestat for the treatment of adult patients with progressing desmoid tumors requiring systemic treatment. This regulatory decision was backed by data from the Phase 3 DeFi trial, in which the median progression-free survival with the agent was not reached, versus 15.1 months with placebo. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Kasper discussed the significance of this approval, key efficacy, safety, and quality of life outcomes from the DeFi trial, and findings from an analysis investigating tumor volume and T2 hyperintensity changes with nirogacestat in patients enrolled in DeFi that were presented at the 2023 ASCO annual meeting. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Kasper. What is the significance of the FDA approval of nirogacestat for patients with desmoid tumors?
Until now, we do not have any approved drug in this indication for this patient population of desmoid tumor patients. So nirogacestat is actually the first ever approved drug in this indication and is certainly then the standard of care for desmoid tumor patients requiring systemic treatment.
What needs of patients with desmoid tumors did the DeFi trial seek to address?
Patients with desmoid tumors, which is not a cancer per definition, by the way, are very much faced with a lot of problems such as functional problems, pain, which are just caused by the tumor itself. And so what we did actually in this poster presentation is here, we looked at the tumor volume and T2 hyperintensity signals from the MRI evaluations we did in conjunction with a DeFi phase 3 trial, a large randomized phase 3 trial where we looked at the activity of nirogacestat compared to placebo in this patient population. And we presented this data last year at the ESMO conference in Paris. And this is more or less additional data we are showing here as a poster presentation.
What was the rationale for the DeFi trial?
We know that nirogacestat is a gamma secretase inhibitor, and we know that Notch signaling is involved in that. And so desmoid tumors do express Notch, and so there is at least a mechanistic rationale for the use of gamma secretase inhibitors in this disease. There was a phase 1, a phase 2 study with only 17 patients with nirogacestat, which led to quite impressive responses, and that was more or less the rationale or the basis for the phase 3 trial.
What were some of the key findings from the DeFi trial?
The key findings of the primary results of the trial were actually that the primary endpoint was met, which was progression-free survival. Nirogacestat led to a 71% reduction in the risk of disease progression compared to placebo. So the overall response rate was 41% for nirogacestat compared to 8% for placebo, and we had 7% complete responses in the nirogacestat arm. And what is maybe even more important for this patient population is that all the secondary endpoints were met, and there we very much looked at patient-reported outcomes. So having said that, that means that there was a reduction in pain, there was an improvement in role function and physical functioning and overall quality of life. And this is even for this young patient population maybe the most important part.
What were some of the findings from the study of tumor volume and T2 hyperintensity changes in the DeFi population?
We looked, of course, at this additional data, and we evaluated all the MRI signals we captured, and we saw a significant reduction in the tumor volume of about 60% and in the T2 hyperintensity of almost 60% as well. So a significant reduction in both of these metrics, and which is the largest data set of these changes in this patient population which have ever been captured so far. it's additional data which is actually fostering or underlying the activity of the drug in addition to the activity data we have in terms of PFS and overall response rate. It nicely shows that there is a very early signal which can be detected in the MRI evaluations, which is most probably showing that there is activity in the patient with this drug.
What does the safety profile of nirogacestat look like in this population?
So the most frequent adverse events actually are diarrhea, rash, hypophosphatemia, nausea. Most of the adverse events actually occur very early, usually during the first cycle of treatment, but 95% of all the treatment emergent adverse events are actually grade 1 and 2.
What is your main message for colleagues based on this approval?
The most important thing is that the patients really benefit from this drug in terms of quality of life, reduced pain, and an improvement in role and physical function.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by SpringWorks Therapeutics. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.